This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Daryl will be here with you tomorrow morning, and then he's heading back out to Berea for a long day at training camp.
Got the trailer all packed up, ready to go.
You got your equipment packed up, too?
We're all ready to
all
roll.
Right. Yeah, I had
Do
to charge.
Do we follow the Daryl Ryder trucks out to Berea?
Just like spring training, yeah.
Well, at least we're not going to the Greenbrier this year.
Yeah, that was a haul. That drive had
that bunker.
There was a lot of, yeah, you did have that. How quickly did the novelty of that wear off? Like year one, you were like all about it. You were like, yeah. I can't wait to see the bunker. And then year two, you were like, I'm good.
Yeah. Been here, done that. We're good.
Got the t-shirt.
Let's not do this again.
And they didn't do it again after that. Two times was enough. But yeah, we will get back to the Bronze obviously here coming up. But this was something we didn't have a chance to get to yesterday, and I found interesting from over the weekend because it was WNBA All-Star Weekend, and all the players showed up in t-shirts basically saying, you know, pay us what we're owed, and in terms of like some of these negotiations coming up for the league and trying to get more money and all this different stuff. And so this all ends up circling back on some level to like the growth of the league, right? And how they're expanding. We know there's a team coming to Cleveland here, and we know that Caitlin Clark is like this cash cow. And so what was interesting was like after the game, there was this press conference held, and Kelsey Plum's sitting there, and Sabrina Ionescu's sitting there, and they're talking about the t-shirts, and Kelsey Plum used the platform to sort of take this inadvertent shot at the league's cash cow, frankly.
That was a very powerful moment. At least as players, we didn't know that was going to happen. I think it was kind of like a genuine surprise, but the t-shirt, just United front, was determined this morning that we had a meeting for. You know, not to tattletale, but zero members of Team Clark were very present for that. But no, we were just, we had a very...
That really needed to be mentioned.
I'm trying to make a situation light, okay? But yeah, no, I think it was just all of us getting on the same page for the game. We wanted to do something that was just united and collective, and I thought that it was a very powerful moment and got the point across, and you know, sometimes you don't have to say anything.
You have to respect the cattiness.
I thought it was hilarious that Sabrina was quickly like, I don't know that we needed to say that. And she was like, I'm just trying to keep it light. Well, you didn't keep it light. You took a shot. You were throwing strays at the Browns before we even talked Browns this morning. We were talking Guardians. So that was what she did was worse. She's Caitlin Clark's just catching strays as she participated. By, it's not like she sat out. She participated in the t-shirt wearing to promote that they want to get paid evenly. And here's the thing. I get it. I 100% understand all these women want and deserve to be like respected as the individual players they are. They don't want to just be tied to, well, Caitlin Clark's the reason you have this and Caitlin Clark's the reason you have that. But facts are the facts here. Like, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. Like, Caitlin Clark has injected some true life into this league. It has made more, like when she was out with the injuries she had for a little bit of time, ratings like plummeted for a while. And then she came back and they started to come back up, and now she's still dealing with some remnants of these injuries. And so I think they're still sort of like, you know, they're hoping she gets back out there. But I'm not saying like Caitlin Clark's responsible for every little thing and like the establishment of the league. And like, there's obviously been good players that probably have been overlooked years prior. We can't like speak to all those, but I just think it's disingenuous for a league that's finally getting the respect that it wants and finally is getting like, it's having its moment. And Caitlin Clark is largely responsible for that. Like, you have a winning lottery ticket. Why continue to try to just like scribble all over it with a pen and make it worthless every step of the way? Just like lean into the fact that, yeah, the league's growing. She's part of it. You don't have to acknowledge Caitlin. You don't have to sit there and be like, yeah, Caitlin had a big role in us wearing the shirts, or like, she's the reason we're making this money. I'm not saying they got to like, you know, glad hand her at every turn, but just don't say anything. Like, don't take shots at the thing.
Don't bite the hand that's feeding you.
Right, exactly. That's the perfect way to put it, Daryl. Like, she is the biggest reason why this league is trending in the right direction while they're expanding. There's going to be a new TV deal coming. Part of it's going to revolve around the fact that like Caitlin's in the league. I understand maybe that it's probably unfair to some of these other women that they get overlooked by Caitlin Clark. I get that. And they want their respect. But like, you don't have to like play this petty game where you just take shots at her every turn, because that is the mouth that's feeding you. Like you said, don't bite the hand that feeds you. She's feeding you. She's making the league relevant whether they like it or not.
I'm enjoying the pettiness, to be honest with you. I think the NBA needs more of this.
The NBA has lost a lot of pettiness.
There is way too much hugging and kissing going on in the NBA. They need more rivalries in the NBA. I'll say two things. One, I do feel I'm thrilled that the WNBA is expanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am thrilled that they have a player that has become the face of the league, Caitlin Clark, right? They need more Caitlin Clarks. They need to elevate the quality of the product. They need more Caitlin Clarks. The other thing, too, is the WNBA is still not profitable at last check, okay? Now, when the new TV deal comes...
Well, that's what's funny about the shirts that are like, pay us what you owe us, and it's like, well, we know that the league lost like $40 million last year.
And it's part of the reason why when the Rockers were here, the Rockers went away, and other teams went away, because they were not profitable enterprises. Yeah. Now, with the way things are trending, the expansion fees that are now going to be paid, the fact that the TV and media rights deals are going to be redone, there's going to be more revenue coming in. There's going to be, you know, Caitlin Clark jersey sales and other player jersey sales will increase. Like, as the revenues increase, then yes, their salaries should increase as well. Until that happens, though, I think it's hard to walk out with t-shirts saying pay us what we're owed when the league has yet to become profitable.
Yeah, and like, that should change, like I said, because there's like talks of a new TV deal. I don't think next year, but I think the year after that, so right. Like 2027. And so once that comes into effect, there will be more money to go around. But a lot of that, again, is driven by this new phenomenon that is Caitlin Clark being in the league. I like I said, it's not that I think they have to sit there and like thank Caitlin Clark and like shake her hand and say thanks for making us relevant.
She needs to do what Michael Jordan did to the NBA, right? Where, you know, guys, I mean, because he was the immovable object when you know, especially in the 90s. Those two three-peats that the Chicago Bulls pulled off with Jordan, Pippen, and company.
Everywhere, all I ever hear is that the Jordan era like saved the league.
I'll be honest with you. I think in many respects it did. You were coming off the Magic Larry Bird rivalry. You had the Bad Boy Pistons mixed in there. The Cavaliers were in there with the Price, Doherty, Nance, Elo, all that. Right? They couldn't break through. And big reason they couldn't break through was because of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But there was tangible bad blood during that era. But what you didn't have was...
So you think Caitlin needs to lean into that, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think
she needs to lean into the fact that right now she is the WNBA's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
She needs to lean into it. And I think that it would be good. While it's nice that there's this, you know, there is the tangible rivalry there and dislike and all that, and I'm all for that. We love storylines, right? But I also feel like that the women in the WNBA, they need to embrace that they have a Michael Jordan in the league. That doesn't mean you're rolling out the red carpet for her when you're playing against her.
That's my point.
Embrace the fact that you have this player, polarizing or not, she's popular.
For sure.
She's selling out arenas. They're moving. When she comes to town, you're having WNBA teams having to change venues to accommodate the bigger crowds that want to see Caitlin. So I do feel like that the players in the WNBA do need to embrace that they have a player, and they need to find more like her. That's what's going to grow the league.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean,
because back then, look, you had the Bad Boy Pistons, you had the Jordan Bulls teams, you had the Cavs teams, you had the Knicks, you had Reggie Miller with the Pacers, Patrick Ewing with the Knicks, right?
Yeah.
You had Charles Barkley with the Sixers, and then the Suns, like. And obviously the Lakers were the Lakers, Celtics were the Celtics, but you had star players sprinkled throughout the league, and you had these inherent rivalries that built up, and that's what the WNBA needs to develop for them to get to that next level, where the revenues will continue that upward trajectory, and where they become appointment television outside of just when Caitlin Clark is playing, if that makes sense.
And I think the problem for a lot of these players is like they think that they are... They believe that they're the other Caitlin Clarks in this league, and but to your point, like there's some bad play in this league still. Like they're still sorting out, like getting the level playing field of like there's, you know, in the NBA, like there's bad teams, but like those bad teams are still like putting together teams that are
they're not missing wide open layups.
Right, exactly. Like there's still some ugliness to the game that has to sort of be worked out. But I like where your head's at with like the Caitlin Clark leaning into it thing, because right now, she plays it very close to the vest. She just kind of goes about her business. She doesn't want to upset anybody. But you're right. Like, if she... And that's the problem. It's like, when she plays it that way, then you get stuff like this. Like, Kelsey Plum takes a shot, and it just seems like it's a sucker punch. Like, it's like, where's this coming from? Caitlin's done nothing wrong. She's just helping you guys get money by being present and living. But if she leaned into it a little bit more, and then the shots came from other people, that would, like, narrative-wise, that would sort of help things even further. But yeah, I just think it seems silly to, you know, bite the hand that feeds you, as you said. Training camp for the Cowboys in a pretty interesting fashion yesterday by taking a couple shots, particularly at one of his best players. Let's hear what he had to say.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Could you imagine if Jimmy Haslam walked out this weekend or whenever we hear from Jimmy and D, and he said something similar, like, I don't know, about like David Njoku. He's in the final year of his contract. We'll see if they ultimately extend him or whatever. Could you imagine if like Jimmy Haslam came out and said something like that, whether it was Njoku or, well, obviously the Miles thing wouldn't apply because his situation's been handled, but you understand where I'm going at.
Yeah.
Like, and there are some folks that refer to Jimmy Haslam as Jerry Jones Light because...
Well, and he kind of...
Like, he's modeling.
He's bumped elbows with Jerry Jones a lot in terms of, like, I mean, all the stadium stuff. Every time they talk about the stadium stuff, it's like, hey, we went down to Dallas and we saw their whole facility with their practice facility, and that's what their whole new practice facility is going to be modeled after. And we know their stadium's this elaborate cathedral. So yeah, like they kind of have leaned into the Jerry Jones mindset in a way. But what I think is interesting from that perspective, Daryl, is... And by the way, that was Jerry talking about specifically like Micah Parsons, his contract situation,
the fact that
they have to pay him. But you
can go after your star player and fire shots at him, you just have to do it.
Well, but that's what I think is so interesting is like, I know people think that Jimmy Haslam medals a lot, and I'm sure he still has his moments where he really steps in and puts his foot down and does things.
Did you not see him during practice, during mini camp, they're over by the screen on the practice field. The four quarterbacks are there.
Yeah.
They're doing the it's really cool technology that the Browns have where they can do in practice film session. It's the neatest thing in the world. So they're over there. The four quarterbacks are over there with like Tommy Reese and the quarterback's coach. And I forget if Kevin was there. I think Kevin was on the other side. But Jimmy Haslam was right there watching the in-practice film review with the quarterbacks.
Is he the mystery fifth quarterback that they maybe are going to trot out there to compete in this room? No, but like...
So if you're wondering why Jimmy Haslam gets the... It gets the reputation that he had, or let me rephrase, the perception of Jimmy Haslam is what it is. It's things like that.
Yeah.
Where they're doing in practice film review coaching of the quarterbacks, and a key member, a principal member of the ownership group is standing over everybody's shoulder.
What if he's
hovering,
just trying to learn the game, Daryl? We always say Jimmy Haslam's not a football guy. Let the football guys be football guys. Maybe he's trying to become more of a football guy.
No, he's a football guy. It's just, you know, his football guy's not exactly in line with the football guys.
What I think is interesting, like, between the dynamics of him and Jerry Jones is this does come with the caveat that Jerry is technically the team's GM, right? Like, he also pulls the strings and all that stuff. Jimmy has a GM in place who's supposed to do that. Sometimes maybe
but
he meddles.
Sometimes Jimmy wants to be the GM.
Right. But, and also Jimmy's not really out doing, you know, press conferences on like a regular basis.
Yeah,
going
he's
on
not
a radio
coming, he's
show.
Not, he's not coming on the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Limo on a weekly
basis.
I'm
sure they'd love to have him, but he's not doing that on a regular basis. Right. So, but here's the
Let's
thing.
Let's not give them any ideas. No, we would. Yeah, they're very good at taking my ideas. You know what? I think we need it. We need a Jimmy Haslam segment weekly on the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it would be...
Owen, do you not agree with that?
You went from...
I'll text him right now and let him know.
All right, there we go. Let's make it happen. Listen, I am just here to help. This is what I do. I'm the idea guy.
You had
guy.
Rodney McLeod last year. Now you have Brian Hoyer's like your regular guest. Now you get Jimmy Haslam. That's a nice steady up, a steady progress.
Jimmy,
you know what I'm saying?
Daryl says, come on our show. Okay,
send it. Excellent.
But here's what I think is interesting, like that dynamics between Jones and Jimmy, obviously here in Cleveland. This is Jerry going out before training camp starts and making a comment about his star player in Micah Parsons. You could argue Dak Prescott, but he even mentions Dak Prescott in that clip.
Hey, listen, I'm going to give Jerry credit.
Hold on, real quick. And Jimmy... When the Browns star player had a similar situation with his contract, everything that was said about the reporting with that situation was that he wouldn't even talk to Miles himself. Like, he was like, nope, you walk down the hall and you talk to Andrew Berry about this. And that's maybe the biggest difference is Jerry's always at the forefront of saying these things and doing these things and, you know, taking shots at his guys. Cause this isn't the first time this has happened. Jimmy at least has that figured out. So as bad as people might think Jimmy is, oh, he meddles too much. He does these things. At least he's not Jerry Jones on the eve of training camp starting, you know, saying, hey, even if we pay him, he might not be there and making it seem like he doesn't really want to pay the guy. What's also interesting with Jerry, though, is like he says these things and then it just feels like he always ends up paying the guys anyway. Like CeeDee Lamb,
he pays him too late.
Yeah. He was always hesitant with CeeDee Lamb and then he still paid CeeDee Lamb.
He always overpays this guy instead of paying him when he should pay them.
Like get ahead of the market.
To get ahead of the market.
Because now
he's always late to the party and he has to pay extra.
Not only did he miss Miles getting his contract, now he's missed Miles getting his contract. He's missed Ja'Marr Chase becoming the highest paid non-quarterback. And now he missed T.J. Watt doing it. So now he's got to pay Micah Parsons even more because it's going to be like, okay, now Micah Parsons wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback, and he wants to jump, obviously, T.J. Watt, who just became the highest paid defensive end, too. So
Jerry Jones lost his fastball 30 years ago. I'm dead serious.
Ironically, that's also when the Cowboys stopped going to Super Bowls.
Right. 100%. He's not a good GM. He's a good owner in the sense that he provides the players with world-class facilities. He is a master of creating revenue out of thin air. They've got...
He does seem willing to spend money, and that's, even though he seems like he clutches at his pearls in these moments, but
And the same thing goes for the Haslams. They're always willing to spend money. You can't sit here and say that they're cheap and they don't invest in the team or...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In facilities and things like that, because they do. Money isn't always your solution. Money is not always the right decision. And that's something that I think that the Haslams have yet to learn. That is something that Jerry Jones has never learned, where they're just, oh, we got a problem, let's just throw money at it, and that's going to fix it. At some point, and I have argued this, when it comes to like the Haslam ownership group, they spent over $300 million last year to win three games. Okay, if I'm sitting in the room with them,
$100 million per win,
right? Wow. If I'm going to put myself within the ownership group right now. Okay, let's say I'm a fifth or sixth partner in that ownership group. Right, I'm saying, what am I spending my money on to Andrew Berry and the front office? Why did I just spend $310 million to win three games and go through an excruciatingly embarrassing season? Okay? Because at some point, I applaud the Haslams for always spending and never being shy about making sure that Andrew Berry gets the financial resources that he needs or desires this roster. But at some point, you have to say, where's the return on my investment? When do I get to start winning football games? Because every time we lose, the fans are pointing to me as the owners, okay? It's my fault, which the buck does stop at my desk because I'm the one signing the checks.
Yeah.
But at some point, I need a return on my investment. Well, like Jerry Jones, that guy, I mean, he is... Now, I know some folks in the Cowboys organization, and there's always, you know, Jerry had... There's a method to his madness is how it's been explained to me. Like, Jerry says nothing without a purpose. There's always a reason behind it. Whether you agree or disagree with it.
I disagree in the sense that, like, with those comments yesterday, he just kind of sounds like that senile grandparent we all have in our lives who, like, shows up to the party and just, like, says whatever, and you're just like, oh, that's just Aunt Bev. I don't want to say Aunt Bev because we actually have a caller named Aunt Bev. That was a bad one. But you know what I mean. Like that's just
Jerry being Jerry.
That's just Jerry. That was just the first thing that popped in my head. I don't know why. Sorry, Aunt Bev. We love you, Aunt Bev. But no, like that you know, like everyone has like that crazy relative, and that's what he sounded like yesterday. It was just I'm sitting behind a microphone just saying whatever. And then like behind closed doors, he'll get the deal worked out. But we know
he always overpays.
Yeah.
He's always late to the party. He always says he's you know, gonna manage the salary and not overpay, and then he always ends up overpaying because he doesn't do it right. Again, because he has lost his fastball, and it's been 30 years since he's been a good GM. Yeah. He's a terrible GM.
What's interesting about all this, like as we talk through these, like just the conversations with these two owners specifically, and the fact that like Jimmy has kind of modeled his game after Jerry in some ways. Because you talk about returns on investment, I like Jerry for one. Jerry owns the biggest brand in sports.
Yes, America's team.
At least in the U.S. Like maybe the Cowboys might not be an international brand, obviously, but like in the U.S. they are the biggest brand you can have. The Yankees are probably a close second, but so he owns the biggest brand in football and in sports, and. For wanting return on his own investment, he holds on to like mediocre coaches too long. Like it's weird the way he does it. And what's interesting on the flip side of that with like Jimmy is like, you talk about returns on investment. He kind of conceded, it seemed like at the owners meetings, that some of the problems they have right now are his doing. Like you talk about people pointing at him and saying the buck stops with you. He took that on himself and said, right. Hey, the Deshaun thing, it can fall on my lap because we did it. And I think he understands, like, he's the one who wrote the check for $230 million guaranteed. Right. So what are you going to do? I don't know. Like, Jerry doesn't really ever seem... Like, I admire that Jimmy sat there at those owners' meetings and at least kind of took responsibility for that situation. With Jerry, you never get that.
Oh, like, he's never accountable to anything.
With Jerry, you never really get that. It's just like, I want to win Super Bowls, but... you know, we're not going to pay this guy because he's going to get hurt. Then you still pay him anyway, and you always overpay him. Like strategically, I think Jimmy has it more figured out at this point. He's had to learn that along the way. It might be crazy for some people to say, like strategically, I think he's figured out. Hey, I got to let my guys do their thing at times. I get it. People are going to look and say the Deshaun trade is unforgivable. I'll never forgive Jimmy Haslam for it. Like it's the worst move in sports history. But I do think like his process is actually better than Jerry Jones' process. And part of it probably is, to your point, Jerry's also the GM. And so he's basically like judge, jury, and executioner. He has nobody else that he's even having conversations with about these things. And so I think that's probably part of the problem because, like you said, he lost his fastball.
Yeah, lost his fastball. And like I said,
would you agree? Like, do you think Jimmy's process is at least... I'm not... Like, we're comparing to Jerry Jones. I know it's somewhat of a low bar anyway, but like...
At least Jerry got trophies in the case. Like
back in the day.
I mean, the Haslams need to get some trophies in the case here.
So you'd rather take Jerry Jones over Jimmy Haslam?
No. Absolutely
but
not.
But Jerry Jones 30 years ago versus Jimmy Haslam.
Jerry Jones 30 years ago? Yes. Today, no. I wouldn't want Jerry Jones within... three zip codes of Berea, Ohio.
Well, he's going to come check out their new practice facility.
I am looking forward to watching training camp this year and watching Jimmy Haslam in on all the like coaches, like when they're over with the quarterbacks and he's going to be hovering in the background watching the quarterbacks get coached up during the film session. By the way, it is fascinating technology. The fact that they can immediately right after the play happens on the practice field, they have the ability to run over to a television monitor and break down what just occurred. I mean, and again, that goes to the investment that the Haslams make available to football operations. You know, this is not, you know, the Browns' failures on the field. It's not from a lack of desire of the Haslams to win. It's not a lack of commitment from the Haslams to win.
Yeah, they spend money.
It's not from a lack of willingness to spend to help to win, okay? It's just, unfortunately, decisions that get made by that organization either blow up in their face or they just don't work out, and they end up keep throwing money at it and throwing more money at it, and they're not getting the return on that investment.
Well, and it's interesting because, like,
Myles Garrett wanted the hell out of here. I mean, he couldn't find – there was not a camera or microphone he was not willing to talk into to tell you how the Cleveland Browns are clueless in what they're doing, and he can't get out of here fast enough. And then a month and a half later, lo and behold
– they threw money at the problem.
He became the richest non-quarterback in NFL history. So,
well, and there is a –
because you know what they did? They said Miles is unhappy. Give him his money. Yeah.
Well, and there is a benefit to having an owner that can spend. Like, look what's going on with the Bengals right now, right? Like, that's a bad situation. They can't even sign their first-round pick this year because they're worried about money, and they're trying to sign all these.
Well,
they
look at
Trey Hendrickson's getting run out of town because they don't want to pay him.
Well, look at what the Bengals are willing to invest in their stadium. They're putting it. You know, you've got the Haslams who are putting in $1.5 billion to build the Barn Dominium in Brook Park, okay, and then another $800+ million for the mixed use development. That's $2.4 billion that they're investing in their facility. Another almost $200 million in Berea. And then on top of that, right, they're spending on the team. But you look at Cincinnati and the Bengals, $125 million on their stadium. Right, that's all the Brown family can afford.
So that's what I mean. Like,
they sold their TVs last year from the concourse.
Didn't they have a garage sale down there or a yard sale?
That's absurd.
What's the name of that stadium?
Fundraising garage sale.
Paycor.
Paycor Stadium.
Parkour Stadium.
We pay no one stadium.
But no,
we broke stadium
because of a situation like Cincinnati. It's nice to see you have an owner that does invest in the team. But I've said it before, the Browns have the money part figured out. They spend. The Guardians have the development part figured out. The Cavs are the team in town that have both things kind of figured out together, and they're the best team in town right now. Wouldn't you know?
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Another good night for the Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Cleveland Guardians, as they open their series with a 10-5 victory over the Baltimore Orioles over at Progressive Field. A solid night for the offense, but also a solid night after the first inning for Guardian starter Tanner Bibee, who went 7 innings pitch, scattering 6 hits and 4 strikeouts the remainder of the way. This is Bibee after the game yesterday, following Gavin Williams' long start of the season yesterday, talking about how the rotation is going deeper into games this point in the year.
I feel like it's something that we struggled with a lot last year, especially me, kind of going into the 6th, 7th inning. I feel like that the fact that we're doing it pretty routinely, all 5 of us, is... I mean, it's super encouraging. If you look at that point, it keeps your pen fresh. So it kind of, it helps us in the 7, 8, 9. Definitely help us down the road.
And it is key for these guys to keep growing into guys who can go late in the game, because that was a big sticking point in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, it was a problem. And it's, I mean, listen, as those guys continue getting better at that, it's also nice to know that waiting in the wings at some point here is Shane Bieber, who's coming back. But you also know, theoretically, I mean, it's post Tommy John surgery, can also contribute to that feat of going deeper into games. And yeah, that's always the thing with bullpens. Bullpens are so valuable in October. Like, we know that. But man, like, the benefit of having a great bullpen that also is complemented by a pitching staff that can give you more than just like 4 or 5 innings is massive that time of year, because then you don't exhaust the bullpen guys as well. And that really becomes a strength that you can tap into as the playoffs continue. Because last year, I thought that was part of the issue against the Yankees, was like, your bullpen just kind of ran out of steam. I mean, Emmanuel Clase A went from being unhittable to just getting smacked on every single pitch he threw, it seemed like, against the Yankees.
Yeah, well, and it's going to help them down the stretch here, that the schedule is going to be kinder to them.
For sure.
They've gotten through the meat of it. And I've never been worried. I've said this, and I hate to sound like a broken record. I've never been worried about Guardians pitching. I never worry about it. You know, through the course of 162 games, you're going to hit a few potholes there on the bump. But, you know, yeah, it's certainly a positive trend here in recent days, and I don't think it's an accident that you're seeing them get hot having won 9 of 11.
Going over from baseball to the football world yesterday, we just got done talking about the drama in Dallas with Jerry Jones. Well, there's a drama in Cincinnati regarding Shamar Stewart's contract. This is Cincinnati owner Mike Brown yesterday talking about why the talks have stalled between the two sides.
Well, if we get a player who does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. If he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back year. He says, or his agent says, oh no, you can terminate the guaranteed part only for the remaining part of the year in which the event occurred. So we're sitting here arguing over something that I think is pretty remote.
Basically, the Bengals want to have that potential out if there's any like detrimental conduct towards Stewart, which kind of seemed like a moot point. Like, it was kind of brought up out of nowhere.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Like, him saying that made me Google search real quick. Like, did Shamar Stewart get in legal trouble? I don't remember hearing that. He hasn't. He just wants that language in the contract, I guess. I'm fascinated by this because I saw some people reporting, and I know Benjamin Albright at times can be like, you know, sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. But he, like, sort of chimed in on the conversation about, like, what Shamar Stewart's options kind of are. And he made it sound like he can't play at Texas A&M. Because somebody was saying he's, like, back at Texas A&M just, like, working out with the team down there or something like that. And so it's not, I don't think he can play.
He's using the facility.
Yeah, he's not with the team. Yes,
but, like, that's what I mean. Like, he's working out down there and he's, like, seeing his old teammates and stuff. Like, they're around. But my thing is, it doesn't sound like he can play with the team. Like, he can't play college football, but he can just sit out this year and then enter the draft again next year. Is that true?
I have to look at the fine print on that.
Again, I'm not saying that.
I mean, that's the way it was in the past. Bo Jackson did that.
I'm not saying that as fact. I'm saying, like, that's what I saw people saying, is that, like, he theoretically doesn't have to play and then he can just go back into the draft next year.
Listen.
But can we be honest? Like, that would be kind of funny if the Bengals can't, like, they can't afford this guy. They can't afford to pay their first round pick, so he just re-enters the draft in a year.
No, but that's not what Mike Brown is talking about.
No, I get it.
I don't think that this is an issue of they can't afford to pay him. Mike Brown, though, is standing his ground on principle when it comes to a forfeiture of guarantee language. And I'm actually team Mike Brown here on this one. It takes a lot for me to defend Mike Brown or anything, but I am team Mike Brown because I do feel like, playing in the National Football League is a privilege, and I don't mean to jump in the ivory tower here and give the Sermon on the Mount, but playing in the National Football League and the ability to make tens of millions of dollars through your career, that's a privilege. And yes, I respect and understand you're putting your body on the line, but with that comes the responsibility that you carry yourself in a certain manner. And I'm sure that this is a conversation that Andrew Berry is probably going to have with the Quinshon Judkins contract when that comes due. So actually, I don't have a problem with Mike Brown's stance on the, hey, we need to, if there is any detrimental off-the-field conduct here, we should be able to void the guarantees in the contract.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
It is kind of interesting, compared to what happened. Because to your point, he wants that language in there. The same reason the Browns probably were like, we don't want to give out fully guaranteed money or like have certain language in a contract.
They certainly don't want to fully guarantee Judkins' contract after what just happened or
Given how the Judkins thing happened, it's like that came out of nowhere. And it's like, hey, it's just nice to have that language in there if it happens. So I agree with you on the premise of like, yeah, that's how it could go down, and I understand where he's coming from with that.
Speaking of the Bengals yesterday, former quarterback for the Browns, Baker Mayfield, was on Pardon My Take yesterday, talking with Big Cat and PFT about some of his memories in Cleveland, including against a former divisional matchup.
That one feels incredible. There's been a few times, like every time we played Cincinnati when I was in Cleveland, I felt like, all right, I'm about to have 300 yards at least.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling.
The Bengals a lot.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah.
So this is according to the football database. This is according to the football database. 21 games Baker Mayfield has thrown for 300 yards or more in his career. Ask me how many games Baker Mayfield has thrown for 300 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mitch, how many games has Baker Mayfield thrown for 300? I'm going to guess one.
Zero.
What?
Zero games against the Bengals. Which you would find it's surprising.
My mind went to the game where Donovan Peoples-Jones caught the game winner. That was the one I was like, that had to be 300.
The game that OBJ got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. Then Donovan Peoples-Jones catches the game winner. Playoff season. I was like, that one had to be 300.
How many were 275? Because some quarterbacks consider throwing 275 at 300 yard game.
He's thrown a lot against the Ravens. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 games he's had against the Ravens, 300 or more yards.
How many of those 300-yard games even came with the Browns at this point?
I think 4 of them did.
And how many did he have total?
5 against the Ravens. 21 including playoffs.
Oh, okay. 21 including playoffs for 300 yards, and 4 of them were four of them were with the Browns?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so most of them have been elsewhere.
Here's why Baker...
That was the thing with Baker. It was always like, I can't throw for 300 yards in a game, so...
Here's why Baker felt that way, though. Because the Bengals are the only team in the division the Browns have shown the capability of beating with regularity.
Yeah, I bet Joe Flacco...
They can't beat the Steelers with regularity unless it's in Cleveland. They haven't won in that building in the regular season since, I think, the Reagan administration. Baltimore... If they can split with the Ravens, that's pretty good for them. So sweeping the Bengals has been something they've been able to do quite a bit in recent years. So that's, I think, why Baker felt that way, because he felt like playing the Bengals, that's a game he can go and win.
Darryl, are you going to guarantee 300 yards for Kenny Pickett against the Bengals week one?
I don't know if I could ever guarantee 300 yards for Kenny Pickett in any game against anybody.
You coward.
For any season, that's it for last night.
I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. You know how I feel the same way you do about Kenny Pickett. You know this. It's all good.
Is this what I'm going to have to deal with you for the next 6 months in Berea?
Maybe like 4 of the months.
It's really good that you're on the opposite side of the room. It really is good for me.
I can change that. I can move to the other side.
Oh, that's what you think.
You'll just move to the other side too. We'll just keep chasing each other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.